W2JKT Mobile.
W2JKT Mobile, good morning.
Eric, I hope you're doing well.
Missed you on Tuesday.
Tuesday and yesterday, we had a sick kid, so he needed to stay home from school on Tuesday and Wednesday, so I stayed home with him. Well, anyway.
Hey, Don, I'm sending back. And C9B. Morning, fellas.
Morning, Leon. Yeah, he yesterday he stayed home, and he decided that he had enough energy to play video games and watch TV all day. So we said, you know, if you are feeling well enough to play video games and watch TV all day, then you're well enough to go back to school.
Good week, Eric. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun at your house. Yeah. I've been working a lot. I got a lot of work done at the house though, and staying. Pressure, mowing grass yesterday, cleaned up the yard a little bit. I washed off the lawnmower, got it ready to put up for the winter. Just get all kinds of stuff done.
I did our last mow of one of the yards yesterday. I'm going to do the last mow of the other one this weekend and put the tractor away for the winter. And I've got some antenna work I want to do. Courtney's off to Texas next week, and I think I'm going to take a few days of vacation while she's gone. And I'm going to get caught up on some of my radio projects, run some coax that Ken here gave me, and get all these things done while she's gone.
All week.
And we got back on a Sunday from our camping trip, and that, and I've just been trying to lay low at work, trying to get by this week. It's a 4-day weekend this weekend.
Trip.
It's Tuesday, Veterans Day, and that, so I decided to take Monday to, I had to use up time anyway, so make a long weekend out of it.
Fun. I get to work today. I don't know if I'm going to work tomorrow or not, but sometime in the next 3 or 4 days, I got to make a run to Columbia and pick up the in-law, mother-in-law, and bring her back. She's going to stay with us for a little while. I think she's going to stay through Thanksgiving, so we'll have a full house.
Not long, all right.
Well, a little bumpy on this road this morning. Bunnies up in this road. I think it fixed the ridges a little bit. NC9V Mobile.
T-Mobile, yeah, I need to figure out my vacation for the rest of the year now that I've mentioned it. I just realized, because Ken mentioned that they're giving you Veterans Day, I realized I think I have two floating holidays this year that I haven't even thought about. So, maybe that's...
Age, every day's a holiday.
Good evening.
Eventually. FAN 4 TFW. Truck and some kind of little car racing from red light to red light here on Wade Hemp. That probably ain't going to go well.
Yeah, just put everybody else at risk so they can play games. I guess some people got together in Henderson County and decided they were going to have a group to monitor the judges and their sentencing of defendants and the pleading of cases and that kind of stuff. You know, kind of sweetheart deals these people get. You know, one guy's got like, I don't know, 13, 14 misdemeanors and 3 felonies, and he got credit for time served or probation, you know. And it's a good thing we're getting people like that. Keep a watch on these judges that are doing what they shouldn't be doing.
TFW.
Eddie, yeah, I just turned it on. I heard that about the judge. We got the best judges money can buy.
Yeah, hi.
Good to have not talked to you in a while, W2JKT.
Oh, yeah, it has been a while. I just got up. I'm trying to wake up here, but, hey, y'all sounding good. He's got a whole gaggle on here, it sounds like.
You're in here, yeah. Got a whole gaggle going. Good morning, crew.
Right. I'll go ahead. I gotta turn on some lights and stuff and get settled in. I'll be back in just a minute. N4A's Eddie.
I would say to that, turn those lights out.
Yeah.
sleep with having any kind of lights on in the bedroom. And the one thing I hate is getting up in the middle of the night and stumbling over stuff. So, it's a constant battle.
Mind and remember where everything is.
Yeah, but no lights on, I am blind.
That will remind you where stuff is.
The other day, you just sit there griping.
Ow, ow, ow.
Apparently, she stuffed her toe in a chair. At least. Self-correcting errors.
Quick, you better not do that again.
Over kicking the chair. It does have consequences.
Guy's supposed to get some cool weather next week.
83, 24 degrees. It's like, oh, I have to go check the well pump. Get all squared away finally. And I got one more thing I got to plug in. I got a heat strip I plug in. I put a tap in at the top of the hill. And I got it wrapped and everything, but I've got heat tape wrapped around it. You typically unplug it in the spring and plug it in the winter. And I need to go down and check it and plug it.
It'll be a whole lot warmer in Shelby, so I need to get off my butt and remember to make sure my camper's winterized, too. And we've already wrapped the cacti. So they're sitting in burlap, but yeah, man, that's pretty cold. If we're going down into the 20s up in the mountains, I'll probably be in the 30s, low 30s in Shelby.
Like 27 here in Greer.
Forecast.
It's be like up there by you, Leon, what, about 50 mile an hour winds, isn't it?
They're saying that snow at the higher elevations, and we're on the borderline of that. Sometimes we're considered higher elevations, and sometimes not. So I'm expecting some flurries. Yeah, and it's not the cold that bothers me as much as it is the wind. That wind gets blowing, that cold gets into everything. That's when it really starts to freeze.
Marshall, where the granddaughters live, they call for like 2.5 inches.
Shelby, Monday morning.
Your
bottom of my camper is insulated, and you know, because I've got the winter package on it, and I've got tank heaters, and you know, if I drain everything, I should just be just fine.
Pay a little attention to mine this weekend, sometime before Monday, get it winterized.
Belly skin on mine and do some rewiring at some point. They've got some pretty small gauge wire going from the front of the rig to the distribution panel in the middle. And I don't get really good charging rates on the battery because the solar panel comes down in the front and then it has to traverse all that cable to get to the back where the battery is. So I might put some bigger cable in there, and that'll allow me to inspect what's really going on up there with the insulation and everything, too. So, you know, I bought it in 2021, or maybe it was 2020, I can't remember, but it was during the pandemic, and they weren't building anything really well back then, so I want to see where they cut the corners.
You'll learn a lot taking that down.
About 100 of these little reversible clips. And you need a little tool to release them, but, yeah, it's going to be a lot to take all those things out and drop it.
CEF. BFW.
Morning, Andrew. W2JKT.
Morning, Andrew. NC9B.
Hope y'all doing all right. Y'all making me nervous about not winterizing your campers yet.
I'm at that cold Myrtle Beach.
Right, when we went down there, a couple weeks ago and run antifreeze through all the lines.
Man, an acquaintance of yours yesterday, or actually Monday, name's Bob Hash.
Oh, Brandon, he's one of my assistant scoutmasters. Hopefully he's going to take over scoutmaster for me.
But that's production manager out here where I'm at.
He's a good one, boy. And some of the stuff he talked about, like Army Rangers and all this, whatnot. So he pushes these boys a little bit. I know that much.
And now, good morning, everybody. I think it's Eric and Andrew, Leon, and Kenny. Good morning, you guys.
I just kicked stop back there and sip on your coffee.
Oh, guys, they're coming to take my tank out, and he's going to come early this morning and do it. So I wanted to make touch base with him and make sure that was all done. He's an early bird.
Definitely doing that kind of work.
Sorry, he goes out of town a lot, too, so he leaves early to get there. But he's off today, so he's going to come do mine. And I got that big old tank. You know, we switched from we did the generator and went with gas, so I'm going to get the big tank of propane dug up and get it out of here.
Center, why are you going through the trouble to have it dug up and removed?
This tank since 1989. The earth's crust was cooling back then. You remember that? You won't, but I do. But yeah, and instead of, you know, I pay rent on it. It's if we don't use it, as long as you're using it and filling it up and all, they don't worry about it. But if you don't use it, then you'd pay a rent on it. So I just opted to do that, and because I thought I was going to use it for the generator.
Yeah, you've probably paid for that thing more than once.
$160 a year, which really wasn't bad, you know, if you don't use it, you know, if you don't have any gas put in it. I got to thinking, you know, I need to get it out of here anyway, because they probably need a new one, or at least check. But they said that they actually do a liner from inside. They somehow do it through the hole. Think about.
I'll figure it out the hard way at one point.
I just wonder, you know, if it get rusted through or whatever. You know, it's been almost 40 years, and it's been down there. And they said, we reline it from in, you know, go through the outside there and reline it if there's any problems with it.
Cylinder needed to be checked after so many years or something. That's great.
That you know, old service stations and all, ever so many years, they got to dig them up.
I have to dig them up, but, I mean, if they find leaks in them, that's whenever you see them come out of the ground.
For the EPA regulations, you can't leave them in the ground. If you close up the shop, you got to get them out of there.
It's not necessarily true. They just, there was an abandoned gas station in Shelby they just paved over to make a road. And, the underground storage tanks are still there. They never dug them up. Whole station. It used to be a BP station, and it closed many years ago, you know, because they were going to make that road, and they finally got around to it. But yeah, they never dug up those things. They just evacuated them, and they were certified empty, and then they just left them there so they wouldn't collapse.
I guess you could do that.
Option. You can either fill it with concrete or pull them out.
Be the way you go.
Not my circus, not my monkeys. I mean, it was no, not my monkeys, not my circus. NC9V.
You're in the fight.
WJKT.
Saw my daughter the other day.
K4, KO4, CEM.
Boat. You want to go float my boat?
He said, if you ask him a question, he'd be like, well, it's like your drawers, it's up to you.
Dinner table humor. It was kind of funny. It's, y'all probably know it, but I didn't know it until I heard it. I thought it was funny. But y'all know what they call a cow with no legs?
It's a joke.
It's a good dinner table joke. The kid, I don't know where I heard that. Somebody said it and asked me that, and I was like, I didn't know. It was ground beef.
The old commercial. Where's the beef? Yep, another one.
As they're standing in the field, I don't remember what it was. It might have been grapes or something. In the old, they were wearing overalls, doing a TV commercial, standing out there in the middle of nowhere up to, I guess, about their waist.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cranberries.
That's what it was. Thank you. Better than the shows.
Super Bowl halftime show is what I'm watching.
Good.
By double.
Super Bowl halftime show.
Worth watching.
Work.
People used to actually perform in the halftime show, and now they're just lip syncing.
Yep, same here.
I'm sorry.
I'm not heading to work, and I'm not sorry.
Today's Saturday, right?
Friday for me, all wrapped up in one.
Let's go to work 3 days a week, right?
Three. Sometimes I have to go in for other things, but on average, it works out to three.
I'm retired.
Days, but just two of them are from home.
Better from home, though.
Yesterday, and they came yesterday and hooked up our 2 gigabit fiber, and they're still going to work out some speed issues with it, but yeah, it's great with good internet. The VPN works really well. Things on the upstream side as well makes all the difference with the VPN.
Not yet. Too far out in the country. Sewage here, we run septic tanks.
We're advertising for the fiber. But in the parking lot, it works. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there. And y'all at home, I guess, just enjoy your cup of coffee. Hopefully we'll holler at you another morning. KO4 CM, and I'll be clear on y'all's side.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4 TF30.
KAW2JKT.
See you, Andrew. Have a good one. Take care. And the C9V.
Remember, tomorrow's Friday, so you're close. See ya. How's Friday, Ken?
That'd be the start of a 4-day weekend. Veterans Day, that'd be Tuesday, so I'm going to go ahead.
Thank you. That's good, Anthony. That's real good. I mean, but it was a Twilight Zone, little Anthony, little terror boy.
Yeah, since I've seen a Twilight Zone.
Nope. A Twilight Zone-a-thon on, Fourth of July, isn't it? I think the whole week. In particular one, it was a little boy was a terror. He could kill people and do all kind of stuff with his mind. So everybody was really nice to him. Anything he did, they said, "That's good, Anthony. That's real good."
Truck flashing me to get over. With them, I'm already in the right lane. Now, mind you, I'm doing 500, but damn.
Chitch.
Up the minimum. I don't have to be doing the max.
Right. A lawnmower. Quick growing.
Last mow this weekend. I mowed one of the yards yesterday, and I'm going to go and do the rest of it probably this weekend.
This was just a little section. It was we had put down that about 500 square feet of the sod in just one area, and I didn't want the guys cutting that with their riding mowers. I did. That's why I got that little push mower. It cuts it really good.
And I've got one of our 40 volt push mowers too, and it does a bang up job, and it's quiet. It's really nice.
They're using it. And I said to them, I said, man, I'm gonna wait till tomorrow, and then I'm going to cut that grass. Because I cut it on the higher setting, you know, especially we know when it was real hot out there. But it works good. I can cut that little section three times on one charge. And I just charge it after the third time, you know.
So y'all enjoy mowing your grass. Mine's done for this year. Funny story, though. Washed the lawnmower yesterday and put it up and got in the house and said, where's my cell phone? Remember I had it in my pocket. So I got the white cell phone and kept calling my phone, walking around where I've been, I found it. It was on the lawnmower. Only it got washed, too. Worked good, though. Y'all have a great day. I'm at work. 73 in C90.
73 Leon, have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
73 Leon, have a great day and be safe. This is WTJKT.
And just remember, tomorrow's Friday, so the weekend's coming. Have a good and see you later, N4AZ. Haven't talked to him in a good while.
A week for me, but he was doing well.
A few weeks ago, he said he was doing pretty good.
Settled in on anything, working, or anything you wanted to do, do you ever say?
He didn't say anything about it.
Last time I talked to him, he was driving a truck for somebody, I guess, part-time or something, helping somebody out.
That's how I talked to him.
He's moving dirt on a project.
Moving dirt, yep. I wonder if he was just going to go retire, you know, just retire a little early.
A lot early.
As soon as I can.
Right.
4 years. Extra house to do it, but you know, we talk about it and we go back and forth. So I don't know if I keep that house, I got to work until I can collect Social Security. But if I get rid of the extra house and or if we rent it out, we really don't want to have neighbors, and I really hate being a landlord. But either way, you know, I can probably retire earlier.
If you don't mind it, it's pretty good. I used to do that years ago, did a lot of renting stuff.
When I moved down here from Philly, but if I rented the extra house, I'd be renting to somebody next door to us, and I don't want the knocking on the door all the time.
Well, it depends on the money that's coming in, and every time you knock on the door, the rent goes up.
One of those services to rent it out, and they don't even have to know that you're doing it.
Your neighbor. Today, man, I've been hearing numbers on that. It is crazy.
Next to me is like about $1,800 a month.
Do you, some of the two-bedroom apartments are that kind of money?
Some efficiency down there in Greenville is like $1,300.
That rent is doing lately. It's a big political issue now too, with you know, rentals being so much. I think a one bedroom in Shelby is about $1,500. I think.
Which would go for?
And I bought the second. I bought the house next door to us in 2023. So we're 2.5 years later, and it's already gone up 20%.
Good time to own bricks and mortar.
If I hang on to this house for 5 years, I might be able to sell it and, you know, pocket all the cash and retire.
They're doing that here too. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And it's got to be these developers from Texas and who knows where, because they're not living here. They're just making their money here and killing our infrastructure.
It has like 5,000 homes being built right now. It's insane, and it's really just squeezing everybody out because it's all this like super cheap construction too. Like this new development they built right next door to the school, it's like 300 houses, and they're all packed in like right next to each other. There's no room, and they're all just really bland, you know, poorly designed, cheaply built junk, you know. But people are spending $300,000 to $350,000 on them.
It's going to be eventually. It builds so cheap like that when they start coming apart. You imagine who's going to be in them?
Rentals.
Down here, too, and easily. We've got, well, I know one subdivision they're fixing to build is going to have 1,400 houses in it. And there's another one that they're going to do that's not real far away from it. It's going to have as many. And then you look at this open land, and it's the Utel stuff's fixing to go on. So and your roads and power and everything, they just can't handle all this.
Yeah, I've been seeing now they're doing making the rental communities.
Yep.
In schools, I mean, you know, Shelby has closed like two or three schools in the last few years. because of cost. And now we've got all these thousands of homes being built. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they can't reopen these schools because of some stupid state law. So they're going to have to build new schools to accommodate these kids when they've been closing schools for years to save money.
Eric, they tear down a school, close it, tear it down, and the next thing you know, a big development's going on for housing.
73, guys. I made it here to work. So you guys have a good, safe day and a good weekend, and I'll catch you guys back here on Monday. KN4 TFW.
All right, Ken, have a great day, and we'll catch you next week. Enjoy your 4-day weekend. This is WTUJKT.
Don't work too hard. Tomorrow's Friday, and you have your long weekend. N4AZ, see ya.
On Wednesday.
Oh, all right, Wednesday it is.
Thursday for me.
I can get my old self up.
I'll be here too. I'm getting pretty far south, and I'm going to call the little lady before I get to the office here. So you have a great weekend, and I'll catch up with you next week as well if you're on Thursday. Have a great day, man. Talk to you later. WTJKT.
Y'all have a good one. Enjoyed it. Catch you next week. Hope everything goes good for everybody. And toodles, everybody out there, anybody listening, y'all have a good weekend. N4AZE.